Here's a little Wisconsin-flavored food riddle. What's a Wisconsin invention that's also a supper club staple? Here's a hint. There's a secret recipe involved. The answer is broasted chicken. Hot, tasty, juicy, flavorful broasted chicken. It's right up there with Friday fish fry, and it was invented right here in Wisconsin. So let me ask you, is it a tradition for you to go out for broasted chicken? Tell us about it, and where do you go? Where in Wisconsin can you get the best broasted chicken, in your opinion? Do you attempt to broast your own chicken, and are you willing to share your recipe? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Daniel Higgins is the food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. His recent piece is titled, Broasted Chicken is a Wisconsin Invention and Supper Club Staple. The recipe is a secret. Daniel, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Well, thanks for having me on.
I have a feeling that most Wisconsinites listening will know, but just in case, tell us what broasted chicken is.
It's basically, in essence, it's like taking a deep fryer and then putting or using like a pressure cooker at the same time. So you're instead of like if you were to put something in a regular pressure cooker, you'd add a little bit of water, you get some steam, whatever, and that would speed up the process of the cooking. Well, here in essence, you're using the hot oil instead. So what you're doing is it cooks the chicken a lot quicker than it would if you just traditionally deep fried it. The quicker cook means you lose less juice. It seals everything in, and the shorter you can get something at temperature, the juicier the meat is. That's just the general way it works.
How would you describe the look and taste of broasted chicken?
It's super juicy. It's almost sort of, to me, sometimes you get it, and it's, I'm so used to at home when I cook chicken, no matter how well I do, it always seems to, if it goes just a little too long, it gets dry pretty easy, and it's always so juicy to me. I'm always like, did they really cook this all the way, which they have because the juices are clear, but it's really amazing to me how juicy it is all the way through. The other thing is because they marinate it a little bit ahead of time and they have a dusting that goes on there, that all the way through you're getting that kind of same flavor that you get from the crispy skin, which is kind of the good bits of fried chicken anyway. But I think with their process, it's just you get that flavor all the way through, even long after you've gobbled up all that skin.
And that's kind of what sets it apart from just regular fried chicken, isn't it, that the flavor does go all the way through?
I think so. For the most part, maybe there's someone out there doing fried chicken that has found some way to do it, but I think that's the defining to me part of it is that you get this flavor all the way through in every bite.
So the pressure fryer, the combination of pressure and deep frying, is really what makes this ideal because, as you said, it cooks fast and all the way through and lots of flavor. So let's talk about the history of this technique. Who was the inventor, L.A.M. Phelan? What did he set out to do?
Basically, he was a guy, inventor, in the Beloit area, and he's been credited with a lot of other inventions too that I didn't quite get into in the article because I couldn't quite fully track down everything. But he wanted fried chicken, but he wanted it quicker than the normal cooking time. So he thought, well, what if we take a pressure fryer and a pressure cooker and deep fryer and kind of combine them somehow? Would that work? Up to when he invented it. Before that, pressure cookers were had gotten popular, but then kind of gotten dangerous, because if you weren't, they didn't have safety features in them before, like they do now. If you buy pressure cookers now, there's little valves and backup systems so you don't blow up your pressure cooker, but that wasn't the case. So they kind of fall a little bit out of favor, but he had found a way to combine the two into one machine. And what's interesting, too, is what the folks at Broaster talked about is that the pot that it goes into is a cylindrical shape. It's kind of round, which creates this, as it's under pressure there, creates a little bit of a vortex, so everything gets done more evenly with that kind of shape
Yeah, sure. No corners. Yeah. That makes sense. So the Broster Company formed in Beloit in 1953. How did the invention spread after that?
It was basically, you know, it was really a great way for, if you're a local restaurant, you could have this broasted chicken without having to become KFC or become a full-blown chain, you know.
Right.
If you wanted to do Culver's, you have to be Culver's and do everything. But you can serve broasted chicken, and the official broasted chicken, and as long as the pressure fryer fits in your kitchen, that's fine. You can still be whoever, you know, Von Abel's Supper Club or Hobnobs, or I don't know if they're in there, but, you know, whatever your supper club or your restaurant is, you just keep your name, but you have roasted chicken as part of your menu options, and you can still do your Friday fish fry and your Saturday night prime rib, and it just kind of fits in with everything else. And I think that kind of versatility really helped it spread.
And the broasting technique and the recipe that's involved with the official broasted chicken, which is copyrighted and trademarked and legally protected 6 ways from Sunday, that's all part of the of what goes along with this as well. And we're going to talk some more about that as our conversation continues here, Daniel. I want to ask our listeners: is it tradition in your family to go out for broasted chicken? Where do you like to go for broasted chicken? Give us your broasted chicken story. Maybe tell us about the first time you ever tried it and what that was like. And where do you think the best broasted chicken in Wisconsin might be? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. I have to say, I had breakfast this morning, but talking about broasted chicken is making me hungry again. 800-642-1234. Tell us your broasted chicken stories. Daniel Higgins is the food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, and he stays with us as our conversation continues. I'm John Munson. It's the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is The Morning Show. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Roasted chicken is a Wisconsin invention and supper club staple. Is it a tradition for you to go out for broasted? Tell us about it. Where do you go? Where do you think they have the best broasted chicken, in your opinion? And do you attempt to broast your own chicken? Are you willing to share your recipe? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Daniel Higgins is the food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. His recent piece is titled "Broasted Chicken is a Wisconsin Invention and Supper Club Staple. The recipe is a secret." Daniel, let's talk about that recipe. There's the broasting equipment, but there's a special marinade and spices. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so basically when you say, yeah, I'm going to be a broaster, then you're committed to buying a marinade that, you know, the chicken goes into for a little while before, you know, before it gets patted dry and then dusted with this blend of seasonings that basically is remained pretty much the same since the pressure fryer was also concocted with it. And that's the thing, too, is when at the facility in Beloit there, they're not only do they make all the machines right there from, I mean, they bring in the metal and all the pieces, nothing's prefabricated, so they're building the machines right in Beloit. They also, in that same building, you know, obviously kind of portioned off to meet food, you know, quality standards and everything, they bring in all their salt and pepper and all the different seasonings and blend them together and then send those out packaged all across the world. I mean, they've got a place in India. There is even a Facebook page of Broasters of India Facebook page, but so yeah, that's basically the program. They do a lot of other, they do up to like 40 or 50 different kinds of coatings. They'll work with restaurants if they want to come up with different, if they can order enough in bulk, but because there's broasted pork chops, there's a program for that as well.
So this is all trademarked and copyrighted and legally fenced off. I mean, you can't call your chicken broasted chicken if it doesn't come out of one of their broasters, correct?
If it doesn't come out of one of the broasters, and you need to be using their seasonings and marinades and everything else, you could buy one of the machines and then not use their seasonings, I guess, if you really wanted to. But yeah, to be able to say we're a genuine broasted chicken is trademarked, absolutely.
Because I know there's probably a little confusion about that. In fact, I have to say that until I read your article, I was a little confused about it, because there was a restaurant I've gone to in northern Wisconsin for years that I thought had broasted chicken. Turns out they don't. It's still good. But let's talk about some famous places in Wisconsin that are broasted chicken places. What makes them unique?
One of the more famous ones is Von Abel's up here in Hollandtown. It's a supper club. They've been around since 1848, and they've got four broasters in one little area lined up next to each other, and another one in the second part of their kitchen. So they have like five different broasters up there that they're cranking through on chicken. It's a very popular spot for banquets and wedding receptions and all that. I talked to Parnell's place down in Oshkosh, which is they do quite a bit of chicken. And one year they were what Broster will every year kind of hand out awards to their kind of operator of the year for have done, you know, they do large amounts of sales. So those are both places that have in the past won that award. Schuster's up in Denmark, another long-standing tradition place that they've been around since the early 1900s. So you can see like a lot of these very traditional places adapted to these broasters and have really enjoyed them and have stuck with it, obviously, because people really enjoy it and it's a quick way to turn around a lot of food.
Let's take a call here. Nicole is with us in Fremont. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, gentlemen. You're making me really hungry this morning.
Yeah, I'm doing it to myself too. Gosh, I could really go for some broasted chicken right now. What's your story?
I absolutely love roasted chicken. I didn't really truly fall in love with fried chicken until I understood the difference between whatever fried chicken and broaster fried chicken. I specifically look for that red and white logo, and that's the only time I eat any kind of fried chicken is when somewhere will advertise that they have specific, that I know exactly what the logo looks like because that's the only one that I go for. And luckily, a lot of places around me do have roasters. But I look for the logo, and that's the only time I order it, and it is always good no matter where I go if they're using your equipment and that seasoning.
All right, Nicole, thanks for your broasted chicken story. There's a satisfied customer right there for the broaster people. And I have to say, one of our producers, Jana Roche Leis, has been going to Schuster's in Denmark with her family since she was a kid and was delighted to see it noted in your story. So this has become a Wisconsin tradition, what, because it's easy for supper clubs to be able to serve chicken in a hurry and it tastes good. I guess that's all they needed, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's a convenient way. The other thing they also talked about is it's a fairly easy process. It's not, and especially as they continue to innovate, you know, it used to be you had to kind of keep an eye on, you know, you keep an eye on the machine and the time that you know you have it in there. You know, you drop it in, you got to watch the time. There's some, you might have to make some slight adjustments on
right
for things. And now it's pretty much I think one of the operating vice president or whatever. He's like, if you know what a picture of a chicken looks like, you can run our broasters now because it's, you know, they've added the screens and you can push a, you know, you drop it in, you push a button and boom, that's it. It'll beep when it's done and release all the steam and everything else. So
in radio, we call that making things idiot proof.
Right.
So the chicken isn't the only thing that you can drop into one of these broasters. There's a lot of other stuff that's being done too.
Yep, absolutely. Like I said, the pork chops is something that can be done. They also have developed a separate line of, now they got something they call Broaster Express, which then is designed more for like your convenience stops, and they've developed a series of like flash frozen foods that can be dropped in there as well. They've come out this year with a beer batter cheese curd, specifically designed for their broaster equipment. They now they do these apple pies, which I tried one of when I was
man.
Down. And
you're
like
you're killing me here.
If you remember, like McDonald's when they used to deep fry their apple pies and how good it's like that, but even a little better because of it's kind of they use these Granny Smiths, so you get a little bit more of the tart in the apple. So I mean, that's fantastic. So yeah, they've found different ways of expanding and making it so that like if you're in a convenience store like and you don't have necessarily the room to be prepping raw chicken and doing all that, you can still find a way to be part of the Broster company.
And studies have shown that broasting makes the food slightly healthier than it would be had it been traditionally deep fried. Explain why that is.
Again, that comes to with the pressure, it kind of seals it off. It prevents more of the oil from getting in, you know, because it's sealing off in the quick cooking time. And healthier doesn't necessarily mean healthy. It's just a little bit less of the fat, a little bit fewer calories. Yeah.
So, do you think is this a process that we could recreate in our own kitchens, or are we just going to have to go out for it?
I'm not sure. Honestly, I've thought about that. Like, I'm not entirely sure.
I don't think I'm going to experiment with it. It would probably explode. One of the things I was struck by reading your story was the number of pounds of chicken one of these restaurants can go through on a Saturday or on a Friday or Saturday night. Holy cow!
Yep. Yeah. I mean, they've pulled out examples. I think I used the Brass Rail from Minnesota as one example of what they're going through in a week, and but yeah, Parnell's Place, which is really if you've been there, it's a very small little place. It's not, you know, like some big banquet hall-y thing, and they're, you know, over 1,000 pieces, 1,000 pounds. Yeah.
Oh man, that's a lot of chicken. You know, Daniel Higgins, thanks so much for a delicious conversation. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Well, thank you for having me on.
Daniel Higgins, food and drink reporter for USA Today Network, Wisconsin. I'm John Munson. It's the morning show. You're listening to the Mouthwatering Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.